Secretary confirming that we have a quorum, please.
Good morning, Chairperson. Good morning, members. Chair, we do correct. Shall I proceed with the roll call?
Recording Chair? In progress.
Please do so.
Mr. Mbuyani?
Chairperson, good morning. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, colleagues. I'm present. Thank you.
Ms. Muache?
Good morning, Chairperson, and good morning, colleagues. I'm present.
Good morning.
Mr. Malamatia?
Morning, Chair. Morning, everyone. I'm present.
Good morning.
Mr. Burns Ngamashe, Chair?
Good morning.
Mr. Mulder, Chair?
Good morning, Chair. Good morning, all. Mr. Mulder is present.
Thank you. Morning.
Mr. Cuthbert, Chair?
Morning, Chairperson.
Morning. Welcome back.
Ms. Yaku, Chair?
Morning, Chair. Morning, everyone. I'm present.
Good morning. Chairperson, that's
all the members currently on the platform. The other members may be joining us or may have connectivity problems, and we'll try to address that, Chair. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Can we have the agenda for the meeting? Thank you very much. Opening and welcome. Apologies. Adoption of the agenda. Consideration of the committee's second quarter program, consideration of the oversight program, consideration of minutes, and then closing remarks. Thank you. So just go up, please. Right. Can we check if there are any apologies, committee secretary?
Chairperson, I have not to date received any apologies, Chair, but if I receive, I will communicate that during the meeting, Chair. The members not on the platform may have connectivity problems or are still joining us, Chair.
Thanks. Chairperson.
Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Cuthbert, Chair.
Mr. Cuthbert.
I'm just to note that Mr. McPherson is currently away on parliamentary business with the SAEU study group. Just to note, please.
Okay.
We
note that. Right, now the agenda's gone.
We will put it up, don't you?
So those are all the apologies. Adoption of the agenda. Can we have a move and a seconder for the adoption of the agenda, please? Members, can we have a proposer and a seconder for the adoption of the agenda, please?
Mr. Mbuyane, yes, Chair. Ms. Moatse.
Okay. Ms. Moatse, Honorable Moatse.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. I move for adoption of the agenda.
Thank you. Honorable Mbuyane.
Thank you, Chair. I second the proposal for the adoption of the agenda. Thank you.
Okay. Our next agenda item is the oversight visit, or is it the program? So the purpose of today's meeting is to consider the committee's second quarter program, which you see in front of you, which is in line with the guidelines on focus areas for the second term for 2022, as well as the committee's oversight program, which is aligned to the key focus areas of the department in its facilitation of industrialization and the expansion of the manufacturing base to ensure economic development, transformation, and opportunities and job creation. So can I ask the committee secretary to take us through the proposed second quarter program, please?
Chair, if I will do so, Chair. Chair, as you stated, the program is in line with the focus area as determined by the House Chairperson, responsible for committees, Chair. We will receive on 19th of April a briefing by the DTIC on the strategic and annual performance plans, which will reflect also on SONA and the budget as it relates to its mandate. Chair, then we will, on the Tuesday the 3rd, we will receive a briefing by the DTIC on the status of the SEZ programs. And then on Wednesday the 4th, we will start with the deliberations on the Copyright Amendment Bill and Performance Amendment Bill. We will receive a response from the DTIC and Edric van der Merwe on the submissions we receive with regard to the Copyright Amendment Bill. Chair, on Friday the 6th, we will continue with those deliberations. And then on Tuesday the 10th, we will engage with stakeholders with regard to the implementation of the South African Sugar Value Chain Master Plan, Chair, and we will consider the first draft of the report of the budget vote report in short, Chair. Then on the 7th, we will continue with deliberations on submissions received, and we will consider the first draft report on the committee's oversight visit. Friday the 13th, Chair, we will continue our deliberations on the Performance Copyright and Performance Protection Amendment Bill, and we will formally consider about the budget vote report. On Tuesday the 17th, we will continue with deliberations on the Copyright and Performance Protection Amendment Bills, and we will consider the oversight report, Chair. Then on Wednesday the 18th of March, we will continue deliberations on the Copyright and Performance Protection Amendment Bill. Chair, just to inform members, during this period, many plenaries will be scheduled for committees, and we have highlighted the cluster that our committee forms part of, which is cluster 5. And we, based on the principle, apply that when your cluster is a member is having a plenary, members normally wish to attend those meetings. So we try not to schedule meetings during those period, if possible, Chair. Then, as you can see, on Tuesday the 24th, mini plenaries are scheduled for the vote 39, which is the trade, industry, and competition for the morning session. Hence, we have nothing scheduled for the morning of the 24th. The dates we do not have is public enterprises and small business development. Those dates for mini plenaries has not yet been confirmed. So we will update members as soon as we receive that information. Then Friday the 25th of May, we will get a briefing by the DTIC on its financial and non-financial performance for the fourth quarter, and we will consider the C&D bills of the Copyright and Performance Protection Amendment Bill. Then on Tuesday, the 31st of May, we will engage with stakeholders with regard to the implementation of the Retail Clothing, Textiles, Footwear, and Nether Value Chain Master Plan. And Chair, we've received notification in the ATC in December that the mediation committee will be established on the National Gambling Bill. To date, we have not received any communication of the establishment of such a committee. It will consist of 9 NA members and 9 NCOP members. And we just, in preparation for that possible establishment of a committee, we have scheduled some matters on the program, as we will see. But we also have an alternative for the day if that mediation committee is not established, Chair. Then if we go to Wednesday the 1st of June, we will have the formal consideration of the C and D bills of the Copyright and Performance Protection Amendment Bill. Then on Tuesday the 7th, we either have the Mediation Committee on the National Gambling Bill, or we will receive a briefing by ITAC on its financial and non-financial performance for fourth quarter of the 2021-22 financial year. Then Wednesday the 8th of June, we'll get a briefing by the Competition Commission and the Tribunal on outcomes of the matters considered by the tribunal, and we consider the first draft report of the financial and non-financial performance of the DTIC for the 2021-22 financial year. Wednesday the 15th, Chair, we will formally consider the report of the fourth quarter financial and non-financial performance of the DTIC and consider the committee's third quarter program. That is the program currently as it have, and Parliament will rise on the 15th of June and start this constituency period on the 20th of June until the 15th of August. That's the draft program that we have for the committee's consideration, Chair. It's over to the committee, Chair.
Thank you very much, PC Secretary.
Chairperson, we're not hearing the chairperson. I don't know if there's any challenges on your side of the connectivity.
Sorry, my apology. The network kicked me out. I think I'll just leave my camera off to improve my bandwidth. There we have the program as tabled. Can I have a discussion on it, if possible, inputs? If you agree with it, can we have a move and a seconder that it be adopted? Members? Can I just, okay. Honorable Mbuyane.
Thank you, Chair. I propose that we adopt the program of the PC as reflected. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Here we have a mover for the adoption of the program. Can we have the seconder, please? Okay, I see Honorable Malama.
Thank you, Chair. I second the move, Comrade.
Thank you. So the program has been adopted. There are no objections to the program. It is therefore duly adopted as the program of the second quarter for the Portfolio Committee. Thank you very much. Our next agenda item. I see hands still.
It's probably in line for, it's for the, I would assume for the moving of the second.
Okay, no, that's fine.
Chair, just to inform you, Ms. Mutahung has joined the committee, Chair, as well.
Okay, thank you. Can we proceed now to the next agenda item, which is the oversight program? Can you take us through the oversight program, please?
Okay, I will start with the process, but Margo will speak some of the detail of the program, Chair. Chair, the committee just adopted its program, which is in line which includes the oversight visit that we are scheduling for to start from. We'll leave on the afternoon of the 18th and starts on the Tuesday, the 19th. We will receive a meeting. Chair, we're proposing that we have an in-person meeting because of connectivity challenges that you may experience in Mpumalanga, and the importance of the meeting requires us that we should rather have a meeting in person, and we will make the necessary provision for that. Chair, then we will have our next start with a visit to the SAB campus, and we'll have a site visit to the NRCS. Those are one of the entities that the committee would like to see. And those two items will be for day one. Day two, we will start with the SABs and complete our visit to SABs. And then we will do the physical oversight, departing to Incastria Industrial Park. We forwarded some information for members regarding each of the project. Then we'll also get a briefing by the Mpumalanga Department of Economic Development on the developments and plans for the Mkomazi SEZ and the Nkandastria Industrial Park. We will also do a site visit to the Nkandastria Industrial Park, and we will return our post 4 to our town in Imatshleni. Then on Thursday, Chair, we will visit NEF project Electrocon, And we will also visit the IDC project, the Overlook Colliery. On the same day, we'll also visit another IDC project, Mix Corp. And I think if we go down, Margot, we'll visit another IDC project, the Gigangana Business Enterprise. On Friday, the 22nd, we will travel to Dalmas and we will visit the Roadgrass Investment, which is a project funded by the IDC, and Agrigel, which is a product receive funding from the TTIC. If you go down, Margot, I think it may conclude. The Agrigel will be the last program. And Margot will just speak to some more details to these projects. And Chair, as we indicated earlier, the program was informed on principles that we look at industrial and beneficiation linked sectors. We look at the ownership of companies, and those were the underlying factors that inform the development of the program. Chair, if you allow Margot, maybe she will speak to some of the projects, Chair, that we're visiting for the committee's information. And we have submitted that information to the committee as well. Thanks.
Thank you, Ms. Sheldon. If you can then just share with us.
Good morning, members. Just to give a quick overview of the projects selected. In terms of the DTIC project, it's a support program for industrial innovation project, which is a cost-sharing grant that's been given to Agrigel, which is an agro-processing company. This would assist them to refine a process around fertilizer dispensing systems for the agricultural industry, specifically a flow control system. So they've been granted 1.8 million on a, I think, 50-50% basis, and they've received 1 million of that so far. Then the NEF is Electrotron. They are an OEM, and they distribute conveyor safety and control equipment. So the company does manufacturing, field service, and R&D. And then they are black owned. So they're a black industrialist, I believe, they qualify under that program. In terms of the IDC, Overlook Colliery is a coal mine, and it is a black mining industrialist there. It's been granted funding in 2016. To get a 50% share, 51% share in the mine. In terms of Mix Corp, they received 44.3 million from the IDC and have created 78 jobs. The investment was made in April 2019. So this is a youth-owned emerging logistics company. It was established in 2014. And they've secured a 5-year Eskom Holdings contract at Tutuka Power Station. So Gubana Business Enterprise is the second last project. They received a funding of 70.2 million from the IDC, creating 20 jobs. That was October 2021. And the money is going to be used to a broiler contract growing project. And then Roadgrass Investments, I received 55.3 million from the IDC, creating 21 jobs. That was also last year. And this is an agri-processing company who's doing commercial chicken broilers. And so they will be building additional broiler houses with this funding.
Thank you very much, Ms. Sheldon. Can I just check with you? In the program, we say Electrocon, but you just presented now on Electrotron. So I'm not sure, is it the same company?
It is the same company. We'll just verify which name is the...
Which name, okay. Oh, that's fine. Thank you. Thank you, members of the PC. There is the oversight program that is planned for next month. Can I see your hands for inputs, for clarities, or adoption? Let's take the clarities and inputs first. Okay, it seems as if there's none. Can we then ask for a move and a second for the adoption of this oversight program for the PC? I hope I'm not off the platform again. I am still here. Can we have a move and a second, please?
Mr. Mbuyani, Chair.
Oh, okay. Honorable Mbuyani.
Thank you, Chair. I thought Honorable Yaku will propose for the adoption, but then therefore I propose that we adopt the program as reflected.
Thank you very much, Honorable Yaku. I'm sorry, Honorable Mbuyani. Honorable Burns Namashi.
Hello.
Honorable Chair, honorable members, and same as what has just been said by Honorable Mbuyane, I don't want to take away the glory of Ms. Yako, but in the absence of her hand, on her behalf, I second.
Thank you very much, Honorable Mbuyane. So our program is then adopted, our oversight program, and we look forward to going to the ground and seeing these projects and oversighting on behalf of the PC. Thank you very much. Next agenda item, I think it's minutes.
Chair?
Can I just, yes?
My apologies, Chair. May I just speak to the oversight program and the process going forward, Chair? Okay. Chairperson, we, as the committee has adopted the program, we will submit the oversight visit to the for the hospice chairperson's approval, Chair. But the process requires that we will also need to engage members, because members will be traveling. We're making the assumption that all members will be traveling from the homes on the 18th of April, and that Yvonne will be in consultation during the week with members, just to confirm that that is the case, because now it's Easter weekend and some members do travel during Easter weekend and may not be at the home base on that day. So Yvonne will be in contact with members during either tomorrow or Thursday for the latest, just to confirm where they'll be traveling from, so that we can include that in our submission. Chair, once the member has confirmed that he will be traveling from either Cape Town or whichever, and the member wish to change that afterwards, it becomes the responsibility of the member to make their own changes as per the instruction of the House Chairperson, because there are always financial implications involved in such a change. So members will have to take that responsibility of changing their flights after they have confirmed they were traveling from a particular point, Cape Town, for example, and they may discover that they will not be in Cape Town, but they will be in Durban. So any changes after Yvonne has confirmed where they'll be traveling from will become the responsibility of the member to make those changes, him or herself, and not Yvonne. That as per instruction from the House Chairperson regarding oversight. If members are indicating that they're traveling for the full week, members will also get a stipend. It's not a stipend, but I don't know what's the word, but per diem on the matter. And if members do not attend those days, they are required to reimburse Parliament for the day they're not attending. So members indicate that they are attending from the Tuesday and the Friday, and they only attend 2 days, they would be required to reimburse that funds to Parliament again. So I thought we'd just put those things up there. We will, during the course of the preparation, once everything is concluded, forward members a detailed program and with some more detailed brief through members in preparation for that meeting, hopefully in the week before the actual oversight visit. So I just want to implore members to respond to Yvonne Minchu calls and answer calls, and as well as we will probably use our WhatsApp group for any urgent matters or urgent information that we wish to communicate to members during this period when of recess in preparation for the oversight visit. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. I think that deals with that agenda item. Can we have then the minutes? Secretary?
Chair, we'll have
the Honourable Burns Mamashe, is that a legacy hand?
Oh yes, it's a legacy hand.
Okay, you may go through the minutes, thank you.
Chair, we have minutes for the 16th of March. We received a brief from the Companies and Intellectual Property Commission, as well as the Companies Tribunal on their financial and non-financial performances for the 2021-22 financial year. We just have to, as Margaret fix that. Then, Chair, we go down. I think we had an apology from Mr. Pearson during this period. Chair, we go down. Chair did a normally introductory welcoming. And on point two, Advocate Fuller, he was supported by Mr. Yashat on the briefing the committee on CIPC's financial and non-financial performance for the first three quarters of the 21-22 financial year. And 2.2 highlight the areas of focus for the committee during the deliberations. If you go down, members have received that. Then afterwards, the committee received a briefing by the Companies Tribunal, and Dr. Chikte proceeded to brief the committee on its financial and non-financial performance. 3.2 highlight the focus of discussion deliberations due for the Companies Tribunal, and the committee adjourned at 11:53 until Tuesday, the 22nd of March, 22.
Thank you very much. These the minutes of the 16th of March. Can we have a mover and a second? Can we first check that that is a true reflection, if there's any corrections? Seems as if there's none. Can we have a mover and a second for the adoption of those minutes? Honorable Malamecha and Mubu Mutaung.
Thanks, Chair. I stand to confirm that these minutes are true reflection of the minutes we held on the 16th. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Malamecha. Honorable Mutaung.
Thanks, Chair. I stand to second the adoption of the minutes.
Thank you very much. The minutes are duly adopted. Do you have another set of minutes, Secretary?
We have this 22nd of March, Chair.
Thank you. You may take us through the minutes.
I will, Chair. We have received a briefing by the TIC and its entities on the economic restriction and recovery plan. And we also considered the first draft report on the public protector's remedial action. Chair, if we go down, Chair. Chair, we had an apology from Mr. Cuthbert for that meeting. Chair, point one is to deal with the introductory and welcoming process. Chair, the minister was in attendance and he briefed the committee on the DDIC and entities' actions in relation to the economic reconstruction and recovery plan. 2.2, focus and highlight the issues captured during the deliberations. Chair, if we could go down. Then the committee considered the first draft of the report of the public protective remedial action. Chair submitted the report and the committee secretary took the committee through the report, which is captured and read into the minute that is captured in minutes there itself, Chair. Chair, then you requested comments from the committee, and then there being no further comments, you submitted the report for formal consideration and adoption, and which was moved by Mr. Biani and seconded by Ms. Mutahong. Then there was resolutions in relation to the engagement that the committee would resolve the request of minutes further elaborate on the new approach to the special economic zones and industrial parks, and on continued implementation of the economic reconstruction and recovery plan and related matters as part of the committee's continued oversight, Chair. Chair, we have Ms. Mutahong here.
Honorable Mutahong. Are you moving for the adoption of the minutes or correcting, Honorable Mutahong?
Chair, I move for adoption of the minutes.
Okay. Thank you for the move. Can we have a seconder for the adoption of the minutes? Honorable Moatse.
Thank you, Chair. I second the move.
Thank you very much. Do we have the minutes are duly adopted? Do we have any other minutes?
Chair, we have, yes. We have the minutes of the 23rd. We can also proceed.
Yes, thank you.
Chair, on the 23rd, we received a briefing by the National Consumer Tribunal on its financial and non-financial performance for the 21-22 financial year. And we considered draft minutes, Chair. We can go down. We had an apology from Mr. Cuthbert during this for that particular meeting, Chair. Chair, in one is introduction, and two, Professor Maseko, with the support of Mr. Rapotapi, proceeded to brief the committee on the NCT's financial and non-financial performance. 2.2 focus on the key issues during deliberations that was raised by members. Chair, point three is we considered the draft minutes of the 8th, the 9th, and the 15th of March was considered and adopted by the committee. And if we go down, and then committee resolved to postpone the meeting with the minister on the DTIC's annual performance plan that was scheduled for 29th of March, as the minister will be traveling abroad with the president, and it will consider the second quarter program and proposed draft program on the 29th of March. Meeting adjourned at 10:44 until Tuesday, 29th of March. Thank you, Chair. Chairperson, I do not know if you're on the platform.
Yes, I am. I don't know why I was trying, the host was trying to mute me. Can we have a move in a second for the adoption of the minutes as tabled? Minutes of the 23rd of March. We are waiting to see a show of hands. Okay, there we have Honorable Mutahong.
Thanks, Chair. I move for adoption of the minutes.
Thank you very much. Can we have a second for the adoption of these minutes? Honorable Moatse.
Thank you, Chairperson. I second the adoption of the minutes.
Thank you very much. Honorable Moatse. I think that concludes our business for the day. In conclusion, we wish the members a very productive constituency period. as we go down to our constituencies and do work with ordinary South African citizens and continuing to oversight service delivery. I wish to declare this meeting closed. Thank you very much for your attendance. Have a good day further. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chair.
Long live the Chair.